Well, let's hop over to where Vice President Joe Biden is making the rounds this week, South America. Today, he's in Brazil just 2 days before Chinese President Xi Jinping also visits the South American economic power. Now, it's no secret that both the U.S. and China see strategic and economic opportunities in Latin America's natural resources and rising middle class, so much that China's trade with the region is now 20 times larger than it was back in 2000 and could soon reach the same level that the U.S. trades with Latin America. Jacqueline Charles is a reporter for the Miami Herald. She joins us from WLRN in Miami. And Jacqueline, what is the White House saying about the fact that China's president is visiting the region hot on the heels of Vice President Biden's trip there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The White House is definitely downplaying this. They're basically saying, look, you know, this is just another step in our efforts to show that we want to re-engage. We are engaging with the region. But as we know, China has been making lots of inroads. When we think about just the Caribbean, for instance, a number of Caribbean countries were beneficiaries of world-class stadiums so that they can play cricket during the Cricket World Cup games that were held a couple of years ago. So everybody's looking at the China visit with a lot of interest. And also, as you may know, that the Chinese president will also be meeting with President Obama next week in California. So it will be interesting to see what the attitude is after that visit.
Well, Vice President Biden is in Brazil today, and he's visiting an installation of the national oil company there, Petrobras, in Rio. So what's he hoping to get out of that visit, and what's the Brazilian government hoping to get?
Well, you know, Brazil is an emerging, you know, superpower. You see them in Haiti. They're leading the peacekeeping operations there with the United Nations. They're also seeking a seat on the UN Security Council. And in respect to the energy, Brazil, despite its emerging status at the moment, it needs money, it needs cash, it needs partnerships. And so folks are also looking to see whether or not the United States will be coming with not just talk, but also some sort of a partnership to assist them as they start to do more exploration in the area of energy.
Particularly the deep water oil and gas fields that have yet to be fully tapped in Brazil.
Exactly, because, you know, Brazil just does not have the money to really finance that venture.
You know, you mentioned U.S. and South America, or in this case, particularly Brazilian relations. I mean, a lot of observers have said that the first 4 years of the Obama administration, there was kind of an indifference to Central and South America. So do you think that that Vice President Biden's visit is, you know, signaling a turn in terms of the administration's perspective or interest in our hemispheric neighbors here?
Well, yes. I mean, when I've spoken to people, I mean, that's what they all take from this. But yesterday in Trinidad and Tobago, leaders complained about how the U.S. doesn't care about us, doesn't care about this region. But the vice president pushed back, and I understand provided just a laundry list of initiatives that the U.S. has invested in, continues to invest in. But we'll see what happens after this week when he goes back to Washington.
How receptive are these same countries to Chinese overtures?
Oh, they are very receptive. They are feeling the economic pinch right now. I mean, you know, what happens in the United States financially really impact their economies, and their economies are vulnerable. And so you continue to hear throughout the region, well, you know what, China's going to give you this, and China's coming with that. And when you travel the region, you see Chinese presence, and you see China building things. But I can tell you in Brazil, though, for instance, there is a lot of concern in terms of the China interest. The manufacturing sector in Brazil, because of the flood of quote-unquote cheap products out of China and the impact that it's having on that economy there. So it's not, you know, all roses and all wonderful. I mean, in every country, the relationship with China is different. And some people, critics will say that they come in, they build, but the investments really benefit, you know, China. And some nations say, you know what, that's okay, because at the end of the day, we're going to have a stadium, we're going to have roads, we're going to have infrastructure. So that's the push-pull that you're also starting to see in individual countries where the Chinese are now present.
Well, that's Jacqueline Charles. She's a reporter for the Miami Herald. Jacqueline, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Back in 30 seconds, here and now.